Well, hello, Audio Boo. This is Ian McKendrick, and I am at a Click for Causes conference here today at the Open University in Milton Keynes. We've done the conference this morning, and we're just going into the session on our Janet and John social network training. And I've bumped into this really remarkable guy called Andrew Hyde from Mission Direct. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Hello, Ian. I'm fine, thank you.
Did you enjoy the presentations this morning?
It was very good.
Okay, did you get any useful information out of those?
Yeah, one or two useful hints and tips.
Brilliant. Tell me a little bit about Mission Direct. Who are you and what do you do?
Okay, Mission Direct is a charity. It's a Christian charity. And its sole purpose in life is to enable volunteers to go out and serve the world's poor. As I'm sure you know, you see requests for donations on the television, and you see disasters, and your first response after saying how terrible it is might be to send a check. If you're an ordinary person who's got a job or a family, and you can't leap into a vehicle and head for the sub-Saharan Africa to help out, you come against a brick wall. And Mission Direct enables ordinary people like you and me to join teams which can go out and use their summer holidays, 2 weeks or so, and they can join a team which directly helps people out of poverty, and the funds that you raise, and you take them with you, and so that instead of handing your money to a charity and asking them to do the best they can, which is great, you actually take it personally.
What, you actually take the cash in your hand out?
In certain countries, wow. You take the cash, and we convert it on site into lumber and cement and the ability to be able to dig wells, and of course to hire local labour.
So you get a real sense of how your money is actually being used and put to good use.
Oh, absolutely. And those that support you in your mission, they can see immediately upon your return exactly what their money's been spent on and the fact that all of it went there.
So do they get to see the end results of the work that's being done?
Yes, they do. I mean, an example would be a team that goes out and builds a house for a refugee family together with local labour. At the end of the fortnight, recently a team built four houses together in the fortnight, and the family, four families were taken from the slum. Their shacks were destroyed, and they were given brand new homes for free. And so to see the expression on those people's faces is just something to behold. But also the life-changing event that is for the people who do the building and relieve poverty personally and directly is something that stays with them for the rest of their life.
And they also get the chance for personal involvement in actually putting that, sort of making all of that happen, aren't they?
Oh yes, they're all helped to learn how to lay blocks and cut pieces of wood and dig wells, and I mean there are other things like feeding programs whereby you personally would gather up 300 children and feed them a protein biscuit, some milk, give them an egg, and this would be perhaps the food they got for the week.
Right. Well, I mean, that sounds absolutely amazing. Where can we find out more about this?
Well, if you'd like to go to the internet and click on the three W's, and it's missiondirect.org.
So that's www.missiondirect.org.
That's it.
Excellent. All right, Andrew, thank you very much for that. That's really informative. Well, this is Ian McKendrick signing out from Audioboo.